When you look at this Washington Post article, I think it's accurate, and I don't think it's anything new. I've been here for a little less than 4 years, and based on what we've seen here, Al-Qaeda as we knew it no longer exists. And if it still does exist, there's no evidence that it can still carry out a global strategic war against a superpower like the U.S.
We can pay our bills. What we have to do is stop spending. We have enough revenues. We need to say, look, we're not going to borrow any more money. We're going to today, just like what we do in business, today what we're going to do is we're going to figure out how we're going to spend the money we get. And we're going to prioritize what's important.
More importantly, the principles that we're talking about today, the principles of the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act, the idea of a balanced budget amendment, are the ideas that we need to cling to, that we need to keep pushing forward in order to save our country from itself, in order to save our country from a Congress that for decades has been burying our children and our grandchildren, both born and unborn, under a mountain of debt.
How many people have you executed, friend?
Four.
How old are you?
14.
Who gave you the orders to hit them, to execute them?
El Negro.
Where did you learn to execute, to beat?
I got high.
Did you get drugged?
El Negro drugged me.
Since when did El Negro drug you?
Since I was 12.
You belong to the gang since you were 12?
Yes.
Raise the debt ceiling, raise the debt ceiling, raise the debt ceiling. 14 trillion in debt, but yo, we ain't got no crime. Dropping $100 bills and billion-dollar bonds. Spending money we don't have, that's the name of the game. They call me cumulonimbus because you dumb.
I'll make it right.